Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Fikad Adef, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Hello, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. Jewish duo achieve Australia's biggest ever deal. Tell us about this.
This is an amazing story. We've mentioned them before. This is a company called Afterpay, which was set up by two Jewish men, one Nick Molnar, who's now all of 31, and his partner, Anthony Eisen, who's 18 years older, interestingly, he's 49.
Right.
So despite the age gap, and the way they met, first of all, which is a lovely story, they lived across the road from each other in one of the eastern suburbs. And Nick Molnar's father used to, Anthony Eisen used to go out every night to put out the garbage and late at night. And he always noticed lights on in the Molnar household across the road. And he said to his wife, and this is on the record, "This is a good neighborhood. Do you think they're doing drugs in that house across the road?" and his wife said, "No, I'm sure, you know, it's something kosher,"
right,
words to that effect. Anyway, so a little while later, Nick Molnar's father comes out at the same time that Eisen is putting out the garbage and says, "Don't you need to Rupert, what's going on in your house every night?" And says Ron Molnar, "Oh, that's my son Nick. He's busy selling jewelry." And Nick Molnar, who was a young guy in his 20s, was then selling jewelry online via eBay and turned out to be a very successful jewelry seller, so much so that his mother and brother are now still running their business. Fast forwarding, those two people, Nick Molnar, the one who's selling jewelry, and Anthony Eisen, the one putting out the garbage, get together. They formed this company called Afterpay, and they have just been announced today. This is fresh news. They've sold it to a U.S. financial technology giant called Square, as in a square, for $39 billion, the biggest ever corporate deal in Australian history. It is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
And Square, by the way, the head of Square is the founder of Twitter. So,
I
mean, the mind boggles over this. I mean, it's front page news in the mainstream media. And there they are, and their own, the two of them, Molnar and Eisen, their own, cut, if you will, is a couple of $1 billion in shares in Square. And here they are, these two young men, and both graduates of Moriah College, of course. And what is Afterpay? Afterpay basically says that it's something which appeals to the young generations, which don't like credit cards, apparently. But it's still a way in which you can buy something and you can pay it in installments and without any interest. But if you default on your installment, that's when the interest kicks in, is my understanding of it. And I put an asterisk next to that because I ain't no financial person. But it's an incredible story. And like I said, the biggest ever corporate deal in Australian history. US Square has bought Afterpay here for $39 billion.
Remarkable. Absolutely remarkable story. Also very, very cool is Jess Fox wins gold in Tokyo.
She did indeed. And she entered two events at the Tokyo Olympics. The first one, she got a bronze and was in tears on the screen, etc. And then she went into a second one. She's a kayaker. And we've spoken about her before. Her coach is her mum, whose name is Miriam Yerushalmi. Yes. So
amazing.
Of the faith.
Amazing.
Her mum was with her in Tokyo as her coach. Her sister was there as a support person, and she won a gold in her second event. And as I mentioned last week, I mean, the media love her because she's very articulate and she's full of pain, and she's just a wonderful ambassador for everyone, for herself. And so she won gold in the second event in which she entered. And I've seen her described in media as the greatest ever woman kayaker ever. And you know, she's won eight or so world records and championships, etc. But she had never, at the previous Olympics, Rio and London, she won a silver and a bronze. She had not yet won a gold. So that was her big thing. And now she achieved that.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible, incredible story. And then finally, $10,000 grants for school leavers to undertake Israel programs. Tell us about this.
This is also a quite remarkable story. So a number of philanthropists in this country have put together $1.5 million, Australian obviously, to offer subsidies to Jewish kids, as in graduates of high school age, so 18 or so, to go to Israel. And if they go for a program of up to 6 months, the subsidy is $5,000. But if they go on a longer program, in other words, longer than 6 months, there's a $10,000 subsidy to help, you know, to help pay for an Israel program. They're calling this initiative Israel Go, and obviously international travel has to happen, mm-hmm. and hopefully that's not too far down the track. But it's pretty amazing what these philanthropists have done, and the reaction that one is hearing from, you know, from young adults, from potential school leavers, obviously very positive and very excited at this financial support.
Mm, that is really amazing. What is happening in terms of COVID and travel? What is the situation like there?
So what's happening right now is that for the first time, literally yesterday and today, we're seeing positive stories, and I use that word sort of carefully. And in what the Prime Minister is saying, the premiers of the states are saying, is that if X percent, and the number that's being tossed around is around 70% of the population has their vaccines, then the lockdown can lift in various ways. In other words, kids can go back to schools, sporting clubs and whatever can all start to ease. So it's good to put it as a positive incentive, a reason to do it, rather than just, you know, doom and gloom and this is how terrible the situation is. The last number I saw was that 20% of the country has had both vaccines. And 40% of the country has had one vaccine. So the numbers are inching upwards. But there's a number which I saw in this state alone, New South Wales, yesterday was that 600,000 people had a vaccine in the last week. So at least the numbers are inching up. And so that's where we are. So there is no, you can get permission to travel internationally. Like I know a couple of former South Africans actually, they're going off to Israel tomorrow,
right.
But they got permission. The kids are in Israel, etc. So if you can make a case that there's a legitimate reason, a humanitarian reason to travel, the government will give you permission to go. But across the board, there is no international travel except on a case by case.
And that's where we leave it. Let's hope that becomes and that improves sometime soon. Vic Alladair, former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, thank you for chatting to us as you always do.